May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every minute, every day of our lives, we have to make decisions and judgments. Some are very small and insignificant. What am I going to wear today? That's always a problem for me. It's a black suit and a black shirt, or a black shirt and a black suit. What to have for lunch? What will be my priorities for the working day? Then there might be larger issues to face. Am I in the right job? Am I in the right place? How do I react to the people around me? Is my life going in the right direction? Then, as a nation, we've had to weigh up the pros and cons of Brexit, the future direction of our country in the general election, and making momentous decisions which will affect the life of our country for generations to come. Making decisions isn't easy. Sometimes we get it right, and at other times we make the wrong call. I'm relieved to say I've never been in the position of King Solomon in our first reading. Here he's faced with two women who ask him to make a decision for them as to who is the true mother of this surviving child in what can only be described as a heart-wrenching story. Both women present their maternity cases to the king, and he listens intently. He then leads them into something of a trap to reveal their true feelings, and that is what will inform his decision. In this, Solomon demonstrates God's gift of an understanding mind, the wisdom that God has imparted to his servant, the king. And so he commands for a sword to be brought into the chamber, and he commands his servants to cut the child in two, so that both mothers may have a share. It's literally a judgment of life and death. But it's the one woman who shows compassion for the child whom Solomon judges to be the true mother, the one worthy to care for the child. The people then knew in an instant that the wisdom of God was with Solomon. In our second reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear of the chief priests being in a rather similar position of judgment over the case of Peter and John and the apostles. They've been teaching the people about the passion and resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Literally, again, a matter of life and death, or death and life. We learn that a noble sign was done through the apostles in curing the man of his sickness. But Peter is further emboldened by the Holy Spirit to testify to the works of Jesus. And as a result, 5,000 people come to a personal decision, and that decision is to be a follower of Jesus. Now, the apostles and those who subsequently became believers don't do so for an easy life. For Jesus makes trouble for them, makes trouble for all his followers, many of whom end up in prison or at odds with both the religious and political authorities. The guardians of the faith and of the temple are threatened, for they believe themselves to be charged with making judgments, of administering God's law, just as Solomon had done before them. Peter and John's preaching of the resurrection is both radical and revolutionary, and it strikes at the very heart of the religious establishment. It threatens their authority. So Peter goes on to talk about the stone which the builders rejected becoming a cornerstone, something which you can build upon. That challenges his hearers and also us as readers to make both a judgment but also a decision. The apostle spoke with passion from first-hand experience of their encounter with Jesus and the difference it made to their lives. Very ordinary people challenged the wisdom of the religious rulers, and they found them wanting. Those rulers knew that they were beaten, and they were at a loss as to what to do. So they simply sought to silence the apostles and forbid them to teach. That, though, was too little and too late. The Spirit had already been released and was working in and through the believers. So as we listen to those two scripture readings about the importance of making judgments, we too are challenged to make our own decision. Is Christ a stumbling block for us, or do we place Christ at the very cornerstone of our lives, the foundation on which we build our relationships, our values, and our very way of being? The decision is ours, and it's ours alone. So let us pray.